I was talking about Rosetta Crooke, who's not with us here, but is elsewhere. And that's what's important, that she's, like myself, somewhere. As ever, as you know, we are always delighted to talk about Wexford Festival Opera here, and you know that we've been doing this for a long, long time, and always the joy of connecting with Rosetta Crooke over in Italy. Rosetta, good morning. It's Marty. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
My old dancing pal. How are you doing? Are you all right?
Very well.
Good
very
for
well.
You. It is lovely to hear your voice. Is Italy? I take it is as beautiful as ever.
It's beautiful as ever, and it's very warm in these days. It's 27 degrees, so you can imagine. Yeah,
that'd be all right. I could live with that. I can bring a t-shirt.
Yes, exactly. I'm waiting for you.
Well, you've been very kind. The offer remains, which is lovely. Now, look, artistic director of Wexford Festival Opera. But the thing is that you take this on board, but you deal with music, you deal with people and the singers and everything from all over the world, and you've always captured that, and you continue to. So from the 21st of October until the 6th of November, it'll be a hive of activity in Wexford again.
Well, yes. This year, the magic pot is full of amazing ingredients, you know.
Yeah.
And first of all, this is the first full festival for me, so I'm very excited.
Yes.
Very excited. I mean, I was appointed in 2020, and everybody knows what's happened. So it's very, let's say, it's very good to have chosen magic and music, because a touch of magic in the this strange life is necessary for everybody. And as I say, we have a lot of magic this year. Yeah. We have from Prospero in La Tempesta, the wizard, the witch like Armida in Armida, and then the enchanted world of Lalaruk. So everything is magic, and everything, as you say at the beginning, everything is a kind of big pot of national and international artists that meets together in Wexford. And this is the goal of an artistic and cultural company, to put together artists, to put together arts. And this is what I'm trying to do.
Of course. Well, you've succeeded tremendously well up to now, even with the restraints that were on you. So that's all.
Thank you, Mark.
Not at all. We know that to be true. So look, talk to me about your main piece this year. What is the opera that no one has a clue about? What is it? Tell me about it.
Well, actually, all the three, no one has a clue of what is it, but especially especially La Tempesta, yes, by Halévy is an opera. Of course, it comes from The Tempest by Shakespeare,
yes,
but is an opera that has never been done in modern time.
Now, how did you...
This is amazing.
How did you come across this now? How did you find it?
I found, I have to be sincere, yeah, I found by chance.
Right.
Because La Tempesta was in the Bibliothèque Nationale de Paris. It was the manuscript, and I found it by chance, and I started to read it, and I realized that was a beautiful opera with an introduction that is so romantic music. You can hear Wagner. You can hear music ahead,
yeah,
and at the same time is the perfect bel canto. La Tempesta was it's very strange, is a French composer. The commissioner was an English theater that asked to a French composer and librettist to write it in Italian.
Right.
So it's a mix again of international, brainstorm, even in 1850. So it's really peculiar and beautiful. The music is really amazing. So I'm really looking forward to see it on stage finally, because the process was long. We found a pool of musicologists that put together the music, following, of course, the manuscript.
Oh.
And we did a kind of edition, a work edition that we will use in Wexford.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, anyway, that's called La Tempesta. Now, we did a bit of checking here. It was first performed in London in 1850. And,
exactly.
And you said it hasn't been performed for ages and ages and ages. Do you know,
yeah,
how long it is since it was performed? Have you any idea? Were they able to find out?
Well, let's say that the last performances that we know was around 1880.
Ah, all right. Okay, well, that's,
so,
yeah, that's certainly...
After that, we don't have record of other performances.
That's fantastic. I love the fact that in Wexford, we are all at the same level when we come to see something,
yeah,
like La Tempesta. Very few will know what they're going to see, and that makes it so exciting. It really does.
Yes, and it's the excitement is also, as you were saying, it's like when the people went into La Traviata the first time.
Yes, yes.
Can you imagine the excitement? And this is a little bit like that.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. And the King of Naples has a part to play as well, I say. So they're all out. Listen to me, Naples, which I love. Oh, I love Naples.
Yes,
Naples. Now, listen, tell me, what else can we look forward to at Wexford Festival Opera this year?
Of course, we have, as I say, the other two opera, Lalaruk, which is one night, 1,000, you were saying something like this?
Yeah.
It was a fairy tale, and it's beautiful. And then we have Armida by Dvorak. Dvorak is one of the most amazing composers.
Yes.
And we will have Jennifer Davis as Armida. And it's years that I wanted to call her back, and this was the perfect perfect project for her.
But that's lovely. So that's the three. So it's Armida. Is it Lalaruk? Is that Lalaruk?
Lalaruk, yes, by Felicien David.
Right. And La Tempesta. Now, you also have the Wexford Factory. Explain to those who haven't had the joy of being down in Wexford for the festival what the factory means, because it's incredibly important, it seems to me, that people get a sense of what it is. Tell everybody what the Wexford Factory is.
I mean, the Wexford Factory, born with me in 2020, is an academy for young singers, young Irish singers, that we want to be for them a springboard. We want them to grow with us. And the first group is a biannual, so every 2 years we have a group of singers that will stay with us for 2 years, and they meet a professor, they meet international singer, they study with us, they are coached by beautiful and amazing coach people. So it's a new generation that needs to grow up with us. And the first 2 years were very successful with people like Juan Diego Flores, Hermonella Yajo, that came to us and gave them their experience. And now we have chosen the new group that will start in 22 and 23. And I have to say that I needed to thanks a lot to PwC that supported this project and believe in this project. For me, Ireland is the right field to grow up a new artist. Well, and Wexford in particular, as a duty for Wexford, you know.
No, I know. So, but the idea of it is inspired. It's a great idea. And we met many of the recipients of that down there when we were there last time. And it's terrific. You mentioned Juan Diego Flores. Here's a little taster.
Oggi fatale.
The well-known singing Peruvian. Now, come here to me. Come here to me. Talk to me about the gala concert. You have a gala concert on with a mezzo-soprano, haven't you?
Well, long, long time ago, in 1996 or 1997, I was there in Wexford, believe it or not.
Babe, you were a baby.
Yes. And a mezzo-soprano arrived, very young, very talented. Her name was Daniela Barcellona. After she played in La Fiamma by Respighi at that time.
Right.
After that, Daniela Barcellona became one of the most acclaimed and famous mezzo-soprano in the world. And like many other singers that born in Wexford, she wanted to come back and she wanted to greet us. And she agreed to come and do this concert with our orchestra in Wexford this year. So she will give us an amazing night with her beautiful voice, singing all the repertoire that she has in her bag, you know?
Yes, of course.
And I'm so happy because Daniela, it's really something.
And that is going to be taking place, I'm just checking here, the 27th of October.
That's 27th of October.
You also have the Tom Walsh Lecture, your pop-up events, and I presume we'll be back to fireworks and everything in Wexford this year, will we?
The fall? Yes. We are ready to go.
You are ready to go. I know by you.
Yes.
And Barry Douglas, I must mention Barry Douglas, who'll be there with the orchestra as well.
Well, Barry Douglas, it's a privilege to have Barry Douglas, and this is the reason because I decided to close the festival with a concert with Barry Douglas and our orchestra. It's so rare to listen at pianists such him. So, as I say, it's a privilege. As well, it's a privilege to have Conor Mitchell that together with me, we decided to stay in the magic, and he is writing these solemnities. Oh. And this is an homage to Georges Méliès, which was the second father of the beginning of the cinema. And above all, he was the one that found a way to put fantastic tricks and sci-fi in the movies at the beginning of 20th century. So it's a magic in another way to see the magic.
That sounds wonderful. Listen, I am so looking forward to seeing you again this year, Rosetta.
Me too.
It's such a vibrant event. It really is, and there's so much going on. So look, I'm going to say ciao for now, and arrivederci, and please God, we will get to see you later on for Wexford Festival Opera. God bless you, and keep the faith. We'll play a little Barry Douglas, I think, to finish us off. And Rosetta,
thank you, Marty.
Ciao for now.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Ciao.
Take care. Bye. Arrivederci.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.